Trigger on the bar. Play it cool, Trigger.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Patrons, it's quiz day. We are recording a day early, so there's no point in lying and saying it's Thursday. It's Wednesday. But today's quiz is about Champions League semi-finals, is it?
Why are we recording a day early?
Well, so then we don't have to do anything tomorrow. You're not in tomorrow anyway.
Oh, some of us have got Clash of the Correspondents to record tomorrow.
Yeah, you can do it remote working, you know, this new thing.
Cool.
This
new non-COVID thing.
Tell me all about why we're doing Champions League semis. Just because we've got the semis now?
Well, it's the semis next week, isn't it? So we'll quiz after the first leg. So I was thinking of a theme and I thought, oh, excuse me, there's hiccups. I thought, right, let's do Champions League semis. And I've done it similarly to the quiz last week in the sense that I've picked something from each year this century. So questions are 2000, 2001, etc. So there are 23 questions in all, one for each year. They commonly refer to stuff that happened in Champions League semi-finals, but they kind of spin off into... Some of them spin off into other questions, shall we say, which are not necessarily... They might be Premier League relevant rather than Champions League. Okay. Suj is going to really struggle with this one.
Okay.
Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
2000. Valencia reached the final in their debut Champions League campaign, but which fellow Spanish side did they beat 4-3 on aggregate in the semi? Well, that's incorrect. 5-3, that should be. Question 2000. Valencia reached the final in their debut Champions League campaign, but which fellow Spanish side did they beat 5-3 on aggregate in the semi?
Okay.
2001. Which member of the Leeds team, beaten 3-0 in Valencia, became the first to play in a Champions League final? 2001. Which member of the Leeds team, beaten 3-0 in Valencia, became the first to go on and play in a Champions League final?
That's a good question, let me think.
That's a cracker, isn't it? 2002, which future Manchester United player, as in future after 2002, presumably, which future Manchester United player appeared against them for Bayer Leverkusen? 2002, which future Manchester United player appeared against them for Bayer Leverkusen?
Who played for Manchester United?
Lots of people.
And was German in 2002.
Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Nah. Too early. I mean, and also, he played his whole career at Munich. Didn't he come from Munich for a youth system?
Yeah. Does it have to be a German?
No, but I'm trying to narrow it down and hedge my bets.
I mean, in theory, timeline, it could be Bastian Schweinsteiger, but I've kind of given the game away that it's not.
It's not, because he came from Munich.
Because I don't think I would have said his name.
Mm. Okay.
2003. Which stadium hosted both legs of one of the semi-finals? 2003. Which stadium hosted both legs of one of the semi-finals?
Okay.
2004. Which former Chelsea player led Monaco to a 5-3 aggregate victory against Chelsea? When I say led, I mean he was the manager.
Okay.
Sorry if that didn't make sense. Which former Chelsea player led Monaco as manager to a 5-3 aggregate victory against Chelsea? Which former Chelsea player led Monaco as manager to a 5-3 aggregate victory against Chelsea? 2005, remember that ghost goal that you couldn't never remember?
Mm-hmm.
2005, who scored the ghost goal for Liverpool against Chelsea? You still can't remember, can you?
No.
I do try and help you.
Okay.
2005, who scored Liverpool's ghost goal against Chelsea? 2006, who saved a last-minute penalty in a second leg from Juan Roman Riquelme? 2006, who saved a last-minute penalty in a second leg from Juan Roman Riquelme?
Mm-hmm.
What a player he was. 2007, who scored three times across both legs for AC Milan against Manchester United? 2007, who scored three times across both legs for AC Milan against Manchester United? 2008, what was the score on aggregate when Chelsea beat Liverpool after extra time? 2008, what was the score on aggregate when Chelsea beat Liverpool after extra time? 2009, referee Tom Ovrabo received death threats after denying Chelsea several penalty claims in their second leg with Barcelona. What nationality is Ovrabo? I did originally write was, but then I thought, well, he is alive, so the death threats obviously weren't that bad. 2009, referee Tom Ovrabo received death threats after denying Chelsea several penalty claims in their second leg with Barcelona. What nationality is Ovrabo? 2010, who scored Barcelona's only goal in the second leg as they failed to overturn a 3-1 deficit against Inter Milan? 2010, who scored Barcelona's only goal in the second leg as they failed to overturn a 3-1 deficit against Inter Milan? 2011, which German club did Manchester United defeat 6-1 on aggregate? 2011, which German club did Manchester United defeat 6-1 on aggregate? 2012, who was sent off during Chelsea's second leg 2-2 draw in Barcelona? 2012, who was sent off during Chelsea's second leg 2-2 draw in Barcelona? 2013. Who was the only player to appear for Dortmund in their 4-1 first leg win over Real Madrid who has played in the Premier League? 2013, who was the only player to appear to play for Dortmund in their 4-1 first leg win over Real Madrid who has played in the Premier League? 2014, which player who scored at Stamford Bridge did Chelsea buy in the summer after? As in summer of the same year. 2014, which player who scored at Stamford Bridge did Chelsea go on to buy that following summer? 2015, which former and future Real Madrid player scored the decisive goal in the tie to knock Real out? 2015, which former and future Real Madrid player scored the decisive goal in the tie to knock Real out? 2016, across both semi-final first legs, only one goal was scored. Which player, currently on loan at a Premier League club, scored the goal? 2016, across both first legs, only one goal was scored. Which player, currently on loan at a Premier League club, scored the only goal? How are you getting on, Serge?
No.
I thought so. 2017, who scored a first-leg hat-trick against Atletico Madrid? 2017, who scored a first-leg hat-trick against Atletico Madrid? 2018, what was the final aggregate score when Liverpool beat Roma? 2018, what was the final aggregate score when Liverpool beat Roma? 2019, how many of Tottenham's starting 11, if I spoke about this game before, I don't know if I have, how many of Tottenham's starting 11 for the second leg in Amsterdam are still with the club? 2019, how many of Tottenham's starting 11 for the second leg in Amsterdam are still with the club? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
2020, which former Premier League player scored in the semi-finals that were held in Lisbon? 2020, which former Premier League player scored in the semi-finals that were held in Lisbon? Obviously, the whole end of that tournament was held in that city.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Mm.
2021, who scored three of Manchester City's four goals against Paris Saint-Germain? 2021, who scored three of Manchester City's four goals against Paris Saint-Germain? And 2022, in what year did Manchester City and Real Madrid previously meet in the semi-final? 2022, in what year did Manchester City and Real Madrid previously meet in the semi-final? That's your quiz. This is what happens when I have to rush it. It becomes more difficult for you, Suge.
Couldn't find the easy ways out. Do you want to read them all again from 1 to 23?
2000, Valencia reached the final in their debut Champions League campaign. But which fellow Spanish side did they beat 5-3 on aggregate in the semi? 2001, which member of the Leeds team beaten 3-0 in Valencia became the first to play in a Champions League final? 2002, which future Manchester United player appeared against them for Bayer Leverkusen? 2003, which stadium hosted both legs of one of the semi-finals? 2004, which former Chelsea player led Monaco as manager to a 5-3 aggregate victory against the Blues? 2005, who scored Liverpool's ghost goal against Chelsea? 2006, who saved a last-minute penalty in a second leg from Juan Román Riquelme? 2007, who scored three times across both legs for AC Milan against Manchester United? 2008, what was the score on aggregate when Chelsea beat Liverpool after extra time? 2009, referee Tom of Rabo received death threats after denying Chelsea several penalty claims in their semi-final second leg with Barcelona. What nationality is of Rabo? 2010, who scored Barcelona's only goal in the second leg as they failed to overturn a 3-1 deficit against Inter Milan? 2011, which German club did Manchester United defeat 6-1 on aggregate? 2012, who was sent off during Chelsea's second leg 2-2 draw in Barcelona? 2013, who is the only player to appear for Dortmund in their 4-1 win first leg against Real Madrid who has ever played in the Premier League? 2014, which player who scored at Stamford Bridge did Chelsea buy in the summer following? 2015, which former future Real Madrid player scored the decisive goal in the tie to knock Real out? 2016, across both first legs, only one goal was scored. Which player currently on loan at Premier League club scored the goal? 2017, who scored a first leg hat-trick against Atletico Madrid? 2018, what was the aggregate score when Liverpool beat Roma? 2019, how many of Tottenham's starting 11 for the second leg in Amsterdam are still with the club? 2020, which former Premier League player scored in the semi-finals that were held in Lisbon? 2021, who scored three of Manchester City's four goals against PSG? And 2022, in what year did Manchester City and Real Madrid previously meet in the semi-final?
Okay,
That's your quiz.
Right. I think I'm going to aim for two.
Level, difficulty, hard. Champions League experts, maybe easy. Mm. You're going to aim for two.
Mm.
All right, you've got question one, haven't you?
Madrid.
Correct answer is Barcelona. Valencia lost 3-0 to Real Madrid in the final. If you could remember that bit, it became fairly straightforward that the answer was Barcelona.
I thought if I went Madrid, it could be one or two clubs, isn't it?
I suppose, but Atletico were doing nothing back then.
Fair play.
2001, I like this question. Which member of the Leeds team beaten 3-0 in Valencia became the first to play in a Champions League final?
Smith.
No, it's a decent guess. Decent guess. You could have had Serge Rio Ferdinand, but the correct answer is Harry Kewell.
Right, okay.
Played for Liverpool. 2002, which future Manchester United player appeared against them for Bayer Leverkusen?
Oh, his future. I've got Jordi Cruyff, but forget that.
Jordi Cruyff joined them in 96 after Euro 96.
There we go.
It's not a German.
So he joined them after?
Yeah, yeah.
What position?
Which future Manchester United player appeared against them for Bayer Leverkusen? What position? Forward.
Solskjaer?
He played for another Premier League club before Manchester United.
Berbatov.
Dimitar Berbatov is the correct answer. 2003. You've got this one, Serge.
San Siro.
Which stadium hosted both legs of one of the semi-finals? Correct answer is San Siro.
Okay. Got the first one.
Or you can have Giuseppe Meazza as well if you want to be technical. But AC and Inter played each other.
Hmm.
2004, which former Chelsea player led Monaco to a 5-3 aggregate victory against the Blues?
No, I put Frank Leboeuf down.
I don't hate it.
He's French, isn't he? So.
He's French, yeah. And he used to say, we won the World Cup. And so has the manager as a player and a manager. The correct answer is Didier Deschamps.
I fucking crossed it out and I was second
Did you
guessing.
Really?
Yeah, second guessing. Hell. Did he play for Chelsea? And I can picture him playing for Chelsea.
Not much, yeah.
But I'm like, did he play for Chelsea? Because if I say Deschamps and he never fucking played for Chelsea,
you
that's
feel like
a
an
shit
idiot.
Guess. So I crossed it out. You can see it right as crossed out Deschamps.
I don't know how many times he played for Chelsea.
Not much.
It's only like 10 or so, I think. Yeah. 2005. Who scored the ghost goal?
Joe Cole.
He ain't even got the right team. Well, I suppose he played for both if you want to be like that. Correct answer is Luis Garcia. 2006. Who saved the last minute penalty in a semi-final second leg from Juan Román Riquelme?
Peter Cech.
Don't hate that as a guess. I think that's a very decent guess. The final was Barcelona and Arsenal.
Jens Lehmann
is the correct answer. 2007, who scored three times across both legs for AC Milan against Manchester United?
Inzaghi.
Nah, it's Kaká. But I don't hate that as a guess. Inzaghi scored twice in the final, mate. 2008, what was the score in aggregate when Chelsea beat Liverpool after extra time?
4-3.
Correct.
Fluke. Stab in the dark. There's no memory of that.
They drew 1-1 twice and Chelsea won in extra time 2-1, making it 3-2 on the night, 4-3 on aggregate. Remembered primarily because of Frank Lampard penalty. I think it was the day after his mother had passed away. 2009, where was referee Tom of Rabo from?
Hungary.
I intentionally left out his middle name because I thought if I said his middle name, every single one of you would get it. His middle name is Henning.
Oh, Norway.
Yes, he's Norwegian, yes. 2010, who scored Barcelona's only goal in the semi-final second leg as they failed to overturn their 3-1 deficit against Inter Milan?
Eto.
No, he would have been playing for Inter Milan that year. Good trivia question that, because Eto won a treble 2 years running, once with Barcelona and then with Inter Milan. Correct answer is Gerard Piquet. 2011, which German club did Manchester United defeat 6-1 on aggregate?
Bayern Munich.
It is Schalke. 2012, who was sent off in the Camp Nou when Chelsea drew 2-2 with Barcelona?
I've got that John Terry, but I think it was like Alex or something.
Correct answer is John.
Yeah.
Ain't no. Finished yet. John Terry is the correct answer. I love that. How did they get through that night? Oh my God. 2013, who was the only player to appear for Dortmund in their 4-1 first leg win over Real Madrid who has ever played in the Premier League?
Did you buy a Sonny from Dortmund?
No.
Ah, don't know. I put that Sonny. I couldn't remember. You bought him Leverkusen.
Sonny was from Leverkusen, yeah.
So Dortmund that they went on to play in the Premier League. Don't know.
Manchester City player.
Midfield Gundogan.
Yes.
Gundogan.
İlkay Gundogan.
Gundogan. Yeah.
2014. Which player who scored at Stamford Bridge did Chelsea buy in the summer following?
Lovaro Morata?
Not Lovaro Morata. Diego Costa.
Fuck, I wrote him down. I crossed him out.
What's wrong with
like,
you?
Like, literally, when I was ticking John Terry, I crossed out Costa and thought, he's too early. That's too late for Costa. I thought Costa was earlier.
No.
All right. I'm actually quite happy that I'm even close, mate. So it's all good.
Do you know who... that was obviously for Atletico Madrid. Do you know who the Atletico goalkeeper was that night?
No.
Just as Kepa? A bonus. No. Courtois.
Okay.
Who was on loan from Chelsea at the time. And then it came back and was number one afterwards. He's now won 3-1 at Real Madrid in Champions League semi-finals for both Madrid clubs.
Mad.
As you are. 2015, which former and future Real Madrid player scored the decisive goal in the tie to knock Real out?
I don't know who did the hokey-cokey at Real Madrid.
Do you want to use your answer from the previous question?
Yeah, sure. Alvaro Morata.
Correct answer is Alvaro Morata, who scored for Juventus. Scored okay. In both legs and a decisive goal in the Bernabeu. 2016, across both first legs, only one goal was scored. Which player currently on loan at a Premier League club scored the goal?
Tough one. I've got down Coutinho.
Yeah, I don't hate that. It's a decent guess. But it's not. He's on loan at Chelsea.
What have they got on loan?
The goal was scored for Atletico Madrid against Bayern Munich.
I don't even know who's on loan. And normally they loan out players.
He's not played much. He's been a bit better the last few times we've seen him. He's been used everywhere.
Who?
Sal Niguez is the correct answer.
Yep.
2017, who scored a first leg hat trick against Atletico Madrid?
Gareth Bale.
Correct answer is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Okay.
Who has two Champions League hat tricks against Atletico Madrid? You're thinking of the Juventus one. This was for Real Madrid in the first leg. But yes, he did later score a hat trick in a 3-0 win against Atletico for Juventus when he overturned it as well, which has been memed to death because they give him so much stick after the first leg, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
And he did the business. He's gone back to training today. This will be yesterday, won't it?
Yeah.
He went back to training on Wednesday.
Okay.
2018, what was the aggregate score when Liverpool beat Roma?
4-0.
7-6. Yes, Liverpool were 5-0 up in the first leg. It finished 5-2. And somehow they contrived from a very comfortable position, winning 2-1 to lose the second leg 4-2. So it was 5-2 and 2-4, 7-6. 2019, how many of Tottenham's starting 11 for the second leg in Amsterdam are still with the club?
Starting 11 and with the club in the squad. I've gone 7.
You've gone 7. You want to name them?
Lloris, Eric Dier, Harry Kane, Heung-min Son, Harry Winks, Ben Davis. How many is that? I don't even know how many
I think that's about 6.
Okay. Obviously, Lucas Moura.
Did he play that night?
No, he came on as a sub, did he?
No, he started.
central midfielders. I've got Harry Winks. That's it. No one else is there. Centre backs, Vertonghen and Alderweireld have gone. Full backs. Nah, that's it. I've got 6 or 7.
The team was Hugo Lloris.
Yeah.
There's one. Kieran Trippier.
Gone.
Toby Alderweireld.
Gone.
Jan Vertonghen.
Gone.
Danny Rose.
Gone.
Victor Wanyama.
Gone.
Musa Sissoko.
Gone.
Dele Alli.
Gone.
Christian Eriksen.
Gone.
Heung-min Son.
Still there.
Lucas Moura.
So, three.
Correct answer is three.
Of the starting lineup. I mean, all the ones I listed were still valid.
Kane was injured. Ben Davies came on as a sub. Eric Dier was an unused sub.
Okay.
2020, which former Premier League player scored in the semi-finals that were held in Lisbon?
Was he former at the time he scored?
Yeah.
Ah, then I'm not sure. I've got up with Ferran Torres or something, but he
That's not the worst guess, mate. Where was Ferran Torres? Where did they buy him from? Was it Valencia?
Spain.
What a fucking genius you are. Oh, I feel like they got him from Valencia, so that would be a bad guess. The correct answer is Serge Gnabry.
Okay.
Scored twice for Atletico in their... Bayern Munich in their win against Lyon. Yes, Lyon.
Champions League semi-finalist 2 years ago, mate.
Well, Tottenham were Champions League semi-finalist three years ago. Do you ever want an indication of how quickly football can change? There you go. There's a couple for you. 2021. Who scored three of Man City's four goals against PSG?
Originally, I put down Jesus, but then I've gone Mahrez because Mahrez always does the business in the Champions League.
Correct answer is Riyad Mahrez.
Champions League specialist.
Do you know who scored the other?
Yeah, Kevin De Bruyne.
Very good, yeah.
That was a guess.
He passed it off well. He should have just gone with that.
No. If in doubt.
Mate, he's like trigger doubt. On the bar. Play it cool, Trigger.
If in doubt.
And 2022, in what year did Manchester City and Real Madrid previously meet in the semi-final?
Trick question, they never have. No, 2018, I'll put.
Correct answer is 2016. Oh, okay. That was the other semi-final for the Sal Niguez question that finished 0-0 in the first leg. Real won the second leg in the Bernabeu 1-0. Did you know, Serge, that all four English teams that are in European semi-finals have their first leg at home?
Oh, wow.
Just saying.
Interesting. I got 4 out of 22.
That's better than you thought.
I didn't think
you'd get that many.
And quite a lot of near misses as well.
Ferran Torres from Spain.
Deschamps. Diego Costa. A few in there that could have got me up to 6 or 7. But there we go. Patrons, hope you enjoyed that quiz. Good luck with the Champions League semis if your team are in them next week. And we'll be back at you tomorrow prepping for game week 34. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
The Fantasy Football Show.